Hi, everyone. This is Kevin. Today is Sunday, April 5th. We now have 10 confirmed COVID-19 cases at Electric Boat, which means there are 2 new cases since my last report. Both cases are in Groton. In accordance with privacy laws, we cannot release the names of the employees, but we can provide this information. First individual works in Building 4 and has not been on company property since March 13th. Our incident response team contacted employees who worked near the individual or who came into close contact when this individual was reported sick. Because this individual has been out of the shipyard for more than 3 weeks, the risk for infection to others is considered minimal. The second individual works in Building 7 and has not been on company property since April 2nd. This individual works in their own office and had minimal contact with others. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, we've been modifying the way we work to keep you safe while we continue with our critical mission as shipbuilders. We've implemented social distancing protocols, enabled work from home for more than 2,000 of us, and implemented alternate work schedules, including a second shift in New London to help spread our people out. Over the last week, we've been making preparations to dramatically reduce the number of people in the Groton shipyard. This plan will be put into place over the Easter weekend and will consist of blue and gold teams that will help spread us out even further. The operations team is working through the details, and I'll provide you with an update in the coming days. As you can imagine, this requires a significant amount of planning and coordination. We've worked on this plan with our union leadership, who continue to work alongside us to prioritize the health and safety of all employees while delivering on our critical mission. This week, we'll achieve 2 major milestones. The first milestone is the in-service trial for PCU Vermont, scheduled to begin tomorrow morning. The second milestone is the rollout of 793, scheduled to take place this Friday. These are just 2 examples of work going on throughout our business as we confront this global pandemic together. Thank you for your continued hard work and dedication through this incredibly difficult time. You may have heard this weekend that the CDC offered some guidance about the use of cloth face coverings. All employees should feel welcome to wear a face covering, and the CDC offers some guidance on how to make one using household items. Last week, in advance of this new CDC guidance, I directed our safety team to procure additional masks that could be issued for use. We've ordered dust masks that cannot be used for production work or by healthcare workers, but are acceptable for use per the new CDC guidance. As you can imagine, these masks are in very high demand, and we do not expect masks in sufficient quantities for about 10 more days. When these masks are received, we will make them available to as many employees as possible. We are also evaluating the use of our own sail loft to manufacture masks. We're assembling some material now, and I expect to be able to provide you with more information in the coming days. We will continue to supply masks to production employees who cannot, by virtue of their work, maintain a safe social distance or who work in a setting where a mask is, under normal circumstances, required. These masks are approved by occupational health experts for use in production settings. They are in short supply and must be reserved for those team members who are required to wear one. Please stay focused on your own personal health and the health of those around you. Practice social distancing, wash your hands often, stay hydrated, and get rest when you can. Most importantly, stay home if you're sick. Be safe, stay healthy, and please continue to take care of yourselves and your teammates.